And welcome back to Business Live. Well, the DA may have lost some support in the national election, but it managed to retain majority in the tourism province of the Western Cape. Take a look at our report.
I'm really grateful. I want to thank the voters for the trust that they've put in us. We are going to have to take what we've done in the last 10 years. We've got to take it even further. And I think it doesn't matter who you voted for in this election. It's if you're in the Western Cape, we're there for you.
No, I think that it's absolutely disappointing, but not devastating. I think we must admit that we did not have a coherent organization that had a presence in every branch. Cyril Ramaphosa has 3 percentage points more in the Western Cape. People are beginning to trust a leader who leads the mandate in order to wield what I call a double-edged sword, to clean up inside and to clean up outside, and we must strengthen his hand in doing that.
As the EFF, we are happy with the outcome. It has shown growth of the organization. We are happy about that because it showed that they still have got confidence in us, in particular young people. But we all this to the dedicated ground forces and volunteers of the EFF that worked hard under the circumstances. So we are happy with the outcome.
And that was reaction earlier today. As the final national election results still trickle in, the ANC has, as expected, retained the lead, followed by the DA and the EFF. Joining me in studio for some analysis is Lonkele Mandi, a senior lecturer at the Wits School of Economics and Business Science. Lonkele, welcome. So this result coming in, as you expected, no major surprises.
No major surprises. I mean, with the Economist, with some colleagues in the business day, Peter Bruce, and many local businesses really backing Cyril, because business wants stability, they want certainty, they want a party that has got a track record, no matter how poor it is, but at least can come with policies which not been contested. So,
but will this result improve or worsen the factionalism that is in the ANC and NEC?
Not at all. Remember that embedded in the ANC has been the easy ways of accumulation. We see in various publications, whether it's Peter Maryberg's book, Gangster State, it's How to Steal the City. So there's various work that's been done that indicates to us how deeply embedded that division in the ANC and corruption is. Therefore, it's going to be very, very hard for the president to deal with internal issues within the ANC. But I think as a president for the country, if he extend an olive branch to other parties, to a government of national unity, we may create a Team SA that can drive a growth story and address some of the challenges that are in the economy, such as electricity, certainty, as well as jobs that are so critical through the partnership with business in the private-public growth initiative.
And Peter, do you think that the ANC would have managed a 57% vote if they didn't have Cyril?
Well, he's the person that brought the numbers.
Yes.
And therefore, without him, they would have done dismally. In fact, the chief organizer of the election, Fikile Mbalula, did admit that he thought they could have made about 40%. And
wow.
He's thanking the president that he brought so many numbers. Mm-hmm. But not only domestically, as we've discussed, Bronwyn, but internationally, the investor community has come in to back him in various quarters.
Okay, so post-election, what does this mean for the lives of ordinary South Africans? Are there going to be policy changes? What does this mean for land grab, the Saab nationalization?
For ordinary South African, really, nothing much is going to change. Remember, the institutions of the state have been devastated by the ANC. Yeah. Secondly, we don't have any financial space for us to impact, whether we address pedestrians, we address poor education infrastructure, we address energy security, it is going to be very, very hard. So we're going to see a huge cost being imposed on South Africans, particularly to address the SOEs that are underfunded at the moment. So it's not a good story for those that voted for the ANC and those of us who voted for the parties, because really the damage done by the ANC is going to take us years to address.
And because they need the inflow of foreign money, they need a fixed investment trade, they do have to have investor-friendly policies.
Very much so, but more importantly, we're looking at who is going to be in the cabinet. So, for example, the Minister of Finance, they don't have an issue. We've got the Minister Mboweni who will continue. We've got the Reserve Bank Governor still, although he's going to be having a renewal of his contract in October. But I think the other ministers that are critical are the Minister of Trade and Industry, where the relationship between and business of the minister has not been good at all. The minister of minerals is also important. Remember that the minerals council has taken the minister to court to try and rectify the law, which remains very unattractive for investors. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Okay, the final question I must ask you, the EFF in at just over 10%, how long do you think, how many years before they become the official opposition?
Not too long. I'm expecting that if the ANC itself, during the division, implodes, I still think there is an opportunity for the centre, for some of the DA who are pro-South Africa, who are pro-liberal values, who are pro-redistribution, to come in with the ANC progressive to form a centrist party moving forward. Mm. So whether that happens, I don't know, but because we still remain in our racial cocoons in South Africa, which is very disappointing.
It is. Lumkile, we have to leave it there. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
That was Lumkile Mandi from the Wits School of Economics and Business Science.